if you really critically look at both of these gene expression signatures, what you note is that they perform very well for both overall survival and time to distant metastases in ER-positive disease. So this is not a direct application of the signatures that I showed you earlier. This is just looking across gene expression studies, the percentage of genes that are associated with survival by Cox regression analysis at a given level of statistical significance. And as you start getting more stringent, evidently the number of genes that are associated with survival drops. Because you are doing multiple testing, there is a chance that you are overfitting the data to the events that you are observing, and so you have to also fit a false discovery curve to this data. And what you see is that in ER-positive disease, whether you use overall survival or time to distant metastasis as your outcome, there is a nice separation between the observations and the false discovery line, suggesting that there is a signal in the data. But if you do exactly the same for ER-negative disease, you see that these signatures perform very poorly and that it's very difficult to identify genes with this approach that are associated with survival. So you have to look